heart and body extract.
Chaos on the border. What happens when drug dealers push the regular folk out? Life on some of those border towns, and what about that fence? We'll talk about it. Cheap movie reviews coming up. We're swinging into yet another weekend. But maybe you're not spending any do-re-mi at the flicks because you had to spend more money than you thought you were going to ante up for the iPod. Saturday is the big release day. People lining up across America. Hey, Apple does it better than anyone else in the business, don't they? They create the buzz. It's out there. It's leaking out there, and some of the stories start to get out there. So thousands of iPad apps were released. You know, get that rumor mill churning. But what about the device itself? That's Saturday release. So we're going to talk about things that I've learned about it. We already have mentioned some of the things that could change life as we know it, or maybe not. But you wait till you hear some of the things that I found out on the QT. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight, the name of the show. As you can tell, we zig and zag all over the place, including in another 10 minutes. Do you ever wonder what's behind Kit Kat Jesus or Tortilla Jesus? How about the Nun Bun? Every once in a while, we'll see a story that'll crop up where someone has seen Jesus, the face of Jesus, in an unusual place, in a screen door, in a Cheerio bowl, so, you know, some odd thing, and people line up to see. Pictures are taken. There was also, remember the Jesus that was sold? It was the grilled cheese Jesus, I believe, or grilled cheese Virgin Mary that was sold on eBay for like $28,000. Anyway, we'll get it straight. Harry Tyrone has a book out about it, and we're going to talk to him next. Perfect. Right in time for Easter, right? For many people, Holy Thursday, swinging into Holy Friday, and then Sunday is Easter. In the meantime, we were talking about the East Coast being underwater, and I felt like I owed you a follow-up to that story because I was just clobbered in the email by so many people wondering, hey, what's going on? We're talking about Mother Nature and how much has fallen, how many inches of rain in the East Coast. Well, in New Jersey, in New York, in Massachusetts, the rain has gone away. But Rhode Island, you're seeing that the damage is now sitting up and is pretty bad as far as the floodwaters that have started to recede. So that state of emergency was a smart thing to do, at least there. Rhode Island, it seems, got hit the hardest. Now, other parts of New England also had flooding, but Rhode Island took it, I believe, from everything that I've been able to find out, the worst of all of the states. Because, as I said, the flooding was so bad, you had it in the backyards, up to the front doorstep. And already this was 2 weeks after the floods had subsided and there was sunshine, and then poof, it's the swollen river just spilled out all over the place, and it's cleanup time pretty much up and down the East Coast, depending on the location of the homes in the neighborhood. Closer to the rivers that were so high, obviously they saw it worse, but I believe truly it was Rhode Island that had the most people who were affected by the floods up and down the East Coast. Cross your fingers, no more rain in the forecast. I was talking to someone today about this. How many of you have filled out your census form? Did you get a census form in the mail? Did you fill it out? Did you fill any of the questions out? Did you ignore it and it ends up in the trash somewhere? You're supposed to answer the census questions, but really, are they going to go, they being government, go after people and fine you for not doing that? And now more trickling in, so there's less of an outcry, you know, from the government saying, oh, we need these census forms, because more are starting to come in the last day or two. And remember, the whole census thing is about your representation. And they know everything about us anyway. It's like somebody sent me an email. It was John Quinones, and he said, to me in the email, well, why should I fill this out anyway? I mean, I'm here legally. I've got my family. Why do they need to know anything else? Well, it's your representation, and it's ultimately what dollar-wise you will get in your area. No, you don't have to fill out all the other questions. I don't blame you. I wouldn't. Just answer the first question and move on from there. You don't have to go deep on this, and that might be the problem for some of the people not wanting to do, those who didn't want to do the census, feeling that it was, they didn't want to answer all these questions about ethnic background and all the other specific things that the census has, because it's a two-pager if you went through the whole thing. But this officially was Census Day. So in case you're wondering, April Fool's Day was also Census Day. Don't know if anyone pulled any pranks on you or not. I had a couple of people try to do that to me, but I think we were just too aware, and the jokes fell flat, so it did not happen to me. But maybe somebody in your world was a little more clever. I had somebody send me an email and tell me that they were moving to France, tried to convince me, because this is something that had been discussed before, that this was going to happen, and I wasn't buying it. I knew the date, and I knew it was nonsense, and so I knew my buddy and his wife absolutely were not leaving. We're going to dive into this, too, in Fair or Foul. Check this out. Michael Jackson's doctor needs his license, he says, to pay the lawyers. He's been upside down in this whole thing since Michael Jackson died, and the questions remain, what happened? What was the big cover-up? And this is Dr. Conrad Murray. I mean, he's really financially now hanging on by a thread and couldn't defend himself against the charges. If he's saying if he loses his license to practice medicine, how's he going to be able to do that? He can't pay his defense team. I have a feeling they don't care that much about it. But the California Medical Board is going to ask a judge on Monday to bar him from seeing patients in California as a condition of his bail. So all of you are on the same page. Murray pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter back in February. And, you know, the whole thing was, what was he giving Jackson? And the main thrust of what the judge wanted out there was he couldn't use any anesthesia on any of the patients that he has. That was one of the main conditions of his bail. And this is what Dr. Murray does. And that was his big argument. And remember, the propofol is intoxication. Acute propofol intoxication is what the LA coroner concluded that Jackson died from. And this is powerful stuff that you get in, like, the ICU. Anybody have a friend or family member ever in that condition, you know that that's what they'll get often. It's an incredible anesthetic. And the idea is it knocks you out cold so you don't feel that pain. And that's what Jackson was taking. It was crazy when you saw the medicine that was being pumped into him. It didn't make any sense. You thought, no wonder why he's in this condition. So, sorry, I don't think he should get his, certainly he shouldn't get his license back. Too bad. He'll have to get a public defender like everybody else who can't afford to pay the big attorney fees. Stay with us. Maybe you've had a Jesus sighting, perhaps, in your sandwich, or you thought you saw something that looked like Jesus or Mary or Joseph or some other holy figure at one point in your life. The guy to talk about is Harry Chiron. That's next here on America Tonight.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, machine-washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique. We are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Can forget all the hubbub over the Virgin Mary and the grilled cheese. Remember that? It was stored in a freezer for a bunch of years. Then it was on eBay, and somebody paid like $28,000 for the privilege of having the Virgin Mary and the grilled cheese. There have been a slew of other sightings of not just Mary, but Jesus, naturally. Yeah. Always makes big news and people line up to see, not just the neighbors, but people come around, especially if it's a really good likeness. Harry Chiron and his wife have written a book called Look, It's Jesus, Amazing Holy Visions in Everyday Life. I think this is totally fascinating. Hey, Harry, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
It's a pleasure, Kate. I'm glad to be on the show.
What made you, I think this is so interesting, but we're going to talk about what the book, you know, how you pulled it all together, but what made you decide to write this book, to go for it?
Well, you know, we started seeing a lot of news reports and, you know, items on the internet, and I just kind of got really fascinated by the subject, and I started to read some of the stories and found them sort of inspiring, and I wanted to delve more into the subject. So I started a search to see how many images there were, and there were hundreds. But to find the images that were really, really sharp and really clear took a lot of time and a lot of effort. It was not an easy task.
And when you went to find those images, as you said, there was hundreds of images. So,
right.
So you narrowed it down to the ones that you thought were really good and that you could find and you could get the story behind it, right?
Yes, and ones that I thought were really authentic. There's a lot of things on the internet that looked like they were photoshopped, or they just didn't look, they didn't look kosher, for want of a better expression. So I made it a point to really double check everybody's story and make sure that these images were, you know, not tampered with. And I spent a lot of time doing that. And I somehow managed to pull it off. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. A lot of the images that I found on the internet were very poor quality, and you know, not even good enough for printing purposes. So I had to be very particular about the quality of the photographs, and in a lot of cases, I had to instruct the discoverers on how to take the photograph. And how to deliver it to me. So it was quite a job, but it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of interesting people along the way.
Well, I bet you did. The Virgin Mary on the grilled cheese was a huge story. Everybody was talking about it. I kind of did the thumbnail sketch thing, but tell us more about the background on that story and what you found out.
Well, that particular image, photograph was purchased by an outfit called the Golden Palace Casino, which is an online gambling enterprise. And they decided that they would put together a traveling roadshow of some of these oddities and some of these, you know, miraculous findings. And so they bought a number of them, and they're probably, and I believe they're on a traveling display around the country. So they were generous enough to donate about 6 images to the book. And the grilled cheese Virgin Mary was one of them.
Of all the things that you uncovered, and I guess it's kind of a hard question, but what was the most fascinating to you?
In terms of what?
The item itself and how vivid the image was.
Oh, well, there is an image in the back of the book which is absolutely astounding. It's called, I'm trying to get it here on the... It's called Jesus and Mary Stone, and it's an image, one side of it shows the Virgin Mary holding the baby Jesus, and there's a figure on the lower right praying to her, and then the other figure is also of Jesus and Mary, and it was really quite remarkable. There are a lot of really beautiful photographs. But there are also some very funny ones. For instance, Jesus, which was Jesus as revealed in a Cheeto. And this was discovered by a youth minister in Houston, Texas. And I found that was one of the most popular ones on the Internet. So I went after that, and the fellow was more than happy to contribute it to the book. There's also a very funny one called Pretzel Mary and Child, which is the Madonna, and you can see the baby Jesus. It's really quite remarkable. It's kind of silly, but at the same time, it is very inspiring. And most of my contributors were very, very inspired by what they found. And I found that to be a real sort of thing to drive me to complete the book. I was really interested in presenting the stories that these contributors had supplied, and I was very moved by their reactions. So the book is full of very interesting, very beautiful images, and some of them are really quite silly and just fun to look at.
No kidding. There was one. Did you try to recreate the Kit Kat one?
Yes.
It was the Kit Kat Jesus?
Yeah, I was really taken by this image because it was such a great image of Jesus. And what I did was I tried contacting the photographer, and it was absolutely impossible. I must have spent 2 or 3 weeks trying to track that one down. But not having any success, I went out and bought 4 boxes of Kit Kat bars and took probably a total of about 400 bites, and I just couldn't recreate it. And what's funny is the story was covered by the Houston Press, and the editors went out and bought, the senior editor that wrote the article went out and bought a bunch of Kit Kat bars, and they tried it in their office as well.
And they couldn't do it either.
they couldn't do it either. No, I think it had to do with the person's dentition, you know, just the way the teeth were aligned, because I literally took 400 to 500 bites out of those Kit Kats.
Yeah, no kidding. The one I remember, and you can tell the story behind this, this also made big news because so many people flocked to Clearwater, Florida to see it, but was Watermark Mary? What was the deal on that?
Well, I don't know how it actually arose, but when it appeared, so many people came that they actually set up hundreds of seats on the side of the building in the parking lot, and people set up little monuments. There were statues of Jesus and other crosses and everything, and they would sit there and they would just stare at this and they would pray. And this went on for quite a while until one day a teenager just threw a rock and destroyed the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, which is really a shame. But, you know, on the following page in the book, if you go to the next page, there's a shot of the same window at night, and what you see is a ghostly image of Jesus. So it wasn't only the Madonna, you know, it wasn't only the Virgin Mary, but Jesus was in that in that watermark as well.
Sure. The other one, too, and I didn't know about this one, was Tortilla Jesus. And this woman, Maria Rubio, sounded like she was pretty interesting, and you hooked up with her for the book, right?
Yes. Actually, she didn't speak very much English, but I was in communication with her daughter, Rosie, and Rosie was the one that supplied me with the story behind it. And what had happened was, and this was in 1977, so I suspect that this was probably the most talked about discovery, and it kind of set off the wave of people submitting other things. But when Maria Rubio was cooking this tortilla for her husband, and she flipped it over, she saw the image of Jesus, and she called some friends, and within 2 or 3 days, there were thousands of people lining up in front of her house to walk in and look at this. And her own children were having difficulty getting into the house because people thought they were cutting in line.
Oh, wow.
So it got to be a very sticky situation. So Maria decided, I'll just put this in my backyard and let people, you know, just come and see it. It's quite a striking image. It's the very first one in the book, and it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the book.
Yeah, that's terrific. I think it's interesting you spend a year doing that. The book is called Look, It's Jesus, Amazing Holy Visions in Everyday Life. You can pick it up. It's kind of a pocket-sized book from Chronicle Books. Harry, thanks so much, and good luck with the book.
Thanks a lot, Kate. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. This is pop culture at its best. Having this book on your coffee table, that would certainly elicit some conversations, and here it is, Holy Week. Coming up on the flip side, Obama cutting no slack when it comes to health care.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
In the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Pulling no punches, the Prez was making the rounds, pushing the health care reform law and how much of a benefit it's going to be to all Americans. In the meantime, there's a new poll out that shows there's lots of anger over the healthcare debate, but what are the specifics? I'll jump into that too. Kate, hanging out with you here on America Tonight. But first, let's get to the Prez. Yeah, he definitely thin-skinned and definitely willing to swing, come out swinging. That's certainly what's happening here. Check out what Obama had to say about the passage of health care and the fact that he doesn't understand the reaction to it.
You turned on the news, you'd see that those same folks who were hollering about it before it passed, they're still hollering about how the world will end because we passed this bill. This is not an exaggeration. Right? John Boehner called the passage of this bill. No need to. We don't need to boo. I just want to give the facts. Call this passage of this bill Armageddon. You had others who said, this is the end of freedom as we know it. So after I signed the bill, I looked around. I looked up at the sky to see if asteroids were coming. I looked at the ground to see if cracks had opened up in the earth. You know what? It turned out it was a pretty nice day. Can you imagine if some of these reporters were working on a farm? And, yeah, you planted some seeds, and they came out next day, and they looked, and nothing's happened. There's no crop. We're going to starve. Oh, no. It's a disaster. It's been a week, folks. So before we find out if people like health care reform, we should wait to see what happens when we actually put it into place. Just a thought.
All right, that's what scares a lot of people, though, and we know we've talked about it, is the fact that waiting before you're slammed with some kind of a medical issue where your premium goes sky high or you're taxed out the yang and you can't afford it, or your employer cuts off the insurance because it's easier to take the fine. You know, some people have actually said there's a real good possibility of that happening. I don't know. Does that happen or not? We had somebody on the show earlier in the week who said she offers health care to her employees, and she thinks it's wrong not to be able to do that, and that she would do it no matter what the costs were. And I said, bravo, if that's the way everybody feels. But that's the big concern. So the concern is, I think, this. Will we rob the majority in an effort to help a small number of disadvantaged people? How many people realistically are helped by what we already see as forming this health care reform law? You know, I say this all the time. Listen, I can be an idealistic person, and I can wear rose-colored glasses, too. And I've just learned over time, and not necessarily in a cynical way, that there are no free lunches. So I always say this, and if you've listened to the show at all, you know what I'm talking about. Follow the money. It's about the money. Who makes the money? Is this a philanthropic thing? Is this a humanitarian thing? Is this a humanitarian thing slash, geez, it'll work. It's not going to cost that much. It's not going to break the bank. And no, the premiums won't go up. And no, you won't be taxed. And everybody's going to be covered. And it's a good thing. And it's not socialized medicine. And it's not going to screw up our health care system. So here's the bottom line, too. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. This is all about politics. This is politics at its best, for sure. So this poll comes out, this Washington Post poll released just today, that shows that the healthcare debate naturally has generated incredible levels of frustration among the people who are opposed, the people that Barack Obama was talking about right there, saying that it's only been a week, people, the sky hasn't fallen any penny. And those that say they were opposed to it are outright angry almost universally. They believe that the country is going in the wrong direction and toward an America we don't recognize. So here's the scoop on the poll, the specific numbers. Of the 26% of the people who describe themselves as angry about this new law, virtually all also said the country was absolutely on the wrong track. So they talked about all kinds of things, the leadership, the changes taking place around them, and other things not related to healthcare in this poll. But nearly 9 in 10 of those who say they're angry about the healthcare bill, according to this Washington Post poll, say it represents a majority and a major, and negative change for the country. Some interviewed after the poll say they believe the country is moving toward socialism. There's that ugly word that keeps rearing its head lately since healthcare reform. So that's the fair question. is this, in many of your minds, now that you've had that week to digest it, is this robbing the majority in an effort to help the very small number of disadvantaged people? Will in reality more people struggle? And boy, I hope not, but the way it looks on paper and the way the bill was written and even fixed, it does read that way. You can always throw in your two cents on health care reform. We don't want to beat it to death. We don't want to beat it like a drum where we have ripped off the cover. But it's still hanging out there, and it's only been a week. And a lot of the things that are part of what health care reform will be are down the line, years down the line. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, as we slide from health care to what certainly is the blunder of the week. How does this happen? I don't get it. You're going to like this. A typo in a 800 number led to this. The Republican Party, the RNC, their phone number, check this out. Their phone number is actually a phone sex hotline. Do you believe it? So first you start the week with the RNC paying almost $2,000 to gather at a sex theme Hollywood club, and they were young Republicans and they didn't have the approval, so the money will have to be paid back, but it made big headlines. Now, inadvertently, the RNC lists a phone sex number on a fundraising letter sent to potential donors. People who tried to call the committee were instead offered live one-on-one talk with a nasty girl for $2.99 a minute. And all that was a typo that caused that letter that they sent out to shoot everybody to the sex line. Whoops. How many people do you think called that line? That's what I want to know. That is a big blunder. You know, have you ever done that? Have you ever transposed a number and called a place that you didn't want to call? It's one thing if you do it on your own, but when a political party trying to raise some money and trying to raise the momentum does it, oh, they need to get better people in there to proofread what they're sending out, because that is a terrible, terrible slip up. And it definitely falls into the category of blunder of the week. I mean, what can you do? All you can do is send out new letters, apologize, and be done with it. That's it. This is Holy Week, and we just talked about the Jesus and the Virgin Mary images and Harry Choron's book. So taking this in a much different direction, we talked about this a little bit this week, but what's happening with Catholics, the scandal, and now the Pope and the Vatican reacting to the New York Times, slamming the Pope and, you know, saying that the Pope has to come forward in this. So the Vatican is saying, look, the Pope has immunity in sex abuse trials, period, end of story. You have bishops and other layers of people that would be there first. So as it is, the holiest of holies in almost all the religions, certainly the Christian religions and the Jewish religion too, with Passover, you have this big scandal that's been there. I mean, the scandal's been there for now decades, but it's just brewing, and it's brewing over Pope Benedict because he's accused by some of the lawyers who are representing victims of ultimately being responsible for a massive cover-up of sex abuse of kids by priests. But the Vatican is being very clear about this, since it's a separate entity. They have their own separate state, that the Pope cannot be called to testify at any trial because he has immunity as a head of state. Fair or foul? 800-259-5791. We'll talk about it in three.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Walk slowly down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat.
Speaking of another one bites the dust, coming up, we're going to tell you how more of those enemy combatants, war criminals, Gitmo detainees are returning to a life of terror once they're released. According to a U.S. official, the number is pretty, pretty ugly. And speaking of ugly numbers, abuse in any form, I don't care how many, is ugly. And what's happened with the priests is intolerable. The Pope is invincible, according to the people around him, because he is a head of state. So he therefore will not, cannot, won't do it, be called to testify at any trial, because he has that immunity. And I said, is this fair or foul? The Vatican Tribunal, the head of the Vatican Tribunal, talked about this as Holy Thursday services were getting started in St. Peter's Basilica. And this is a very solemn week in the religion. It ends on Sunday, in Easter Sunday. The Pope didn't refer in his sermon to any of the crisis of confidence of the church that's almost daily we're seeing new revelations of sex abuse of kids in the past and the alleged cover-ups. They're just not talking about that at this point. But lawyers who are representing the victims of the abuse by priests in a bunch of cases have said they would want the Pope to testify in an attempt to try to prove the Vatican was negligent, that the Vatican ignored it and knew for decades something was going on and didn't do anything about it. So fair or foul, it's a fair question. I know that for sure. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Until I left work today, I was fine.
Oh, no. Now, remember, we're on national radio, so
I know.
Temper your comments.
Okay. I was meeting Julie because one of the kosher restaurants here was having, you know, a buffet for Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over. So she parks her car near the restaurant, and then we hear someone yelling my name, Sammy. I turn around. Yeah, you know who it was. So Julie and I just kept, she goes, Sam, we ignored her. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we go into the restaurant and, a few minutes later, I check my voicemail. My sister-in-law is perturbed, but she understands. Anyway, Steve comes in with some of his friends and he confided in me. And I know I can confide in you. He said, if she wasn't my grandmother, when I get married, I wouldn't want to invite her, but she's my grandmother, so I sort of have to. Anyway, let's forget about that. Catholic Church carries a lot of pull here in Quebec, as I guess you all know, being
right.
You've been here a few times. And there have been also some, some cover-ups. And today, like you said, Holy Thursday, the Archbishop of Halifax, Nova Scotia, basically said, we did it. We should pay for it. And a lot of people applauded, and a lot of people said, how dare he? He doesn't speak for the whole Catholic Church. But at the same time, he's basically saying, hey, we've done it. You know?
Right. And you know what? He's right. Because here's the thing. The cover-up, that's the problem. So cover-ups have to end anyway, and I think that's ended moving forward. But
right.
There's so much pain from the past, we're talking 4 or 5 decades, they have to change that.
And unfortunately, let's say, if someone was a little kid when he was molested by a priest, you want to bring charges against that priest. Like you said, 40, 50 years ago, that priest may not be alive. Then who do you sue?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's like, do you sue the Catholic Church because they knew about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, I don't know that much about canon law or U.S. law. And, I mean, I haven't heard that much. I mean, there was what they call the residential schools here in Canada where they took the native kids off the reservations and sent them to schools run by the Catholic Church. And a lot of people are also coming out with that now, too. And some people mentioned the priest, and the priest went, no, I was a holy man. Yeah, right, sure. You know, with all the respect to the Catholic religion, you know.
I mean, right.
You know. A lot of my friends who are Catholic got turned off by the Catholic Church. No, they were never molested. They just got turned off because of this. You know, you're supposed to go to your priest and confide in him, and yet he takes advantage of you. And it's like a lot of them just got so turned off that they don't even go to church for Christmas and Easter. So, go figure.
Yeah, well, it was very damaging. Turning the blind eye and then finding out about these terrible stories like the deaf kids in Wisconsin and what the priest did and the fact that then they're moved to different parishes. Oops, it looks like there might be a scandal brewing. Let's move them on to another place.
Right.
And then the same thing would happen somewhere else, which did go on with some of the clergy people. That's just wrong.
I was going to say sick.
It's sick. It is. It is very sick. It's a layup to beat on the pedophiles and to talk about the rapists. And we talk about that because the recidivism rate is so high.
Right.
I don't understand it. They're talking about GPS now that some of the people that get out would have to have GPS tracking devices. That way they would automatically know because we're hearing all these horror stories like the girls in San Diego. And it it just breaks your heart when you hear this kind of stuff. I mean, it just does. It's I don't care how many psychiatrists they go to, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of letters, but it doesn't work.
I know Sunday's Easter Sunday. Is your show going to be on Sunday night?
My show is going to be on Sunday night, yes.
Okay, I just, you know, because I know okay. And, okay, now, I know, were any of your friends, I mean, I don't know if this came out to you, so to speak, were any of them molested by their local
No. I don't know, personally, in my life, since I have, and I have friends of all religions, but any of the friends I have that have a Catholic upbringing,
right.
Nobody that I know was molested, no. But I've interviewed people who have been molested, and it's really rough.
I hope I'm considered. I'm considered in that group of yours.
Jewish, yes, many Jewish acquaintances and friends.
No, I meant friends. Well,
absolutely.
Okay, like I said, if Julie eventually says yes, you will definitely get an invitation.
All right, we'll bring the whole show up there. Donovan, he would love to go across the border too. Bring all the guys with me.
Is the guy from Minnesota?
They're both from Minnesota.
Okay,
Donovan Madsen and also Matt Johnson.
Okay, and,
So you got to get her to say yes first, and then we can plan the details. How's that?
Okay, I agree, but look, Kate, I'm not pushing. I mean, I'm not going to say, come on already, let's go. I'm letting her take her time because it is a big decision. I just want to make sure she's not saying yes just because she's being pushed.
Right.
I want to make sure that obviously, you know, her late husband, rest his soul. I want to make sure that he's not completely totally out of her mind, but just enough to say, "Hey, I gotta go on with my life," you know. So
yeah, so just give her time. That's what I say. Sammy, you have a great weekend.
Hey, take care, gorgeous.
Okay, we were talking about the Vatican thing, and you know, the Vatican really is taking off the gloves and they're swinging back. As I said, because of what happened in the New York Times, it was Wednesday. There was a very long statement on the website by Cardinal Lavada, who succeeded the Pope as head of the Vatican's doctrinal department. And he asked the newspaper to reconsider the attack stance they were taking about Pope Benedict. And as he said, give the world a more balanced view of a leader it can and should count on. The Vatican is denying any cover-up over abuse of the 200 deaf boys in the United States by the Reverend from 1950 to 74. The Times reported the Vatican and Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict, were warned about Murphy, but he wasn't defrocked. And see, that's the thing. It's the reporting, it's the documents, and they really strung them together. So if he was aware of it, they were warned, the guy was not stripped. It is just so wrong in so many different ways. It just does not sit right with me, I gotta tell you that. You might have a different opinion. Like I said when we started this segment, fair or foul, what say you, America? Shoot me those opinions, americatonight.net.
It's a little early for scripture.